This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine, it's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hello there, everybody. The last time you guys listened to the Second Captain's Football podcast, you got a good one. You got a passionate one, certainly. A debate between two of our presenters over the apparently extremely emotive issue of Stephen Kenny's management of our national football team. Cosmonaut Sue on Twitter said there was serious invited to a dinner party by a couple on verge of divorce vibes to this one. Rob McGee really enjoying what I assume is the last episode of Second Captains. Thankfully not, Rob. If anything, we're stronger than ever, Murph. Isn't that fair to say?
God, can I just say that, you know, conflict resolution on it, it feels so good, you know? Instead of it all just being bottled up and released in a tsunami of rage and punches at 2:30 in the smoking section of some bar in Dublin, to actually just have a animated discussion with the workmate and friend, such as Ken Early, is very therapeutic. It feels like, I mean, obviously we haven't spoken or WhatsApped each other since, but
you've fulfilled your contractual obligations to continue podcasting together. I do like the idea. Isn't it Kieran Mulvey? Isn't he the big conflict resolution guy? I mean, why doesn't he just suggest people co-host a podcast?
I know.
It doesn't matter how much these guys straight up don't like each other. Put them on a podcast, let them hammer it out there, and then I'm sure they'll do a deal afterwards, no problem.
I have gotten rather more actual, sincere messages asking how I was after it than I expected. I was like, I'm fine. I just disagreed with Ken about football. So, that's actually not as big a deal as you think it is.
It's Stone Age stuff that I've heard from you this morning.
It's been on for so long. I brought myself, when I was on the way into the match yesterday, I was actually going to say I never want to hear that again because I felt a bit like, Cosmonaut Sue. I did feel like I was one of the people. I had a front row seat to this couple on verge of divorce. And so I kind of promised myself, I'm never going to listen back to that. You know, it's done. It's in the past. But then I was at a loss getting the bus on the way into the match yesterday. And I wanted to get pumped up for the game. So I did listen back and greatly enjoyed. Let's find out how Ken was feeling on Tuesday.
There are a lot of people out there who think fights are the end of the world, apparently. Who think that you can't disagree. You know, you can't disrespectfully disagree from time to time. you know, when I look back, am I proud of what happened? Did I make a show of myself? Did I splutter, become flustered, and then turn nasty under pressure? you'd like to think that you'd be cool and composed. I don't know who's like an icon of unflappability, like Jeff Lebowski, or I don't know. James Sean Connery playing James
Bond.
That's
just like your opinion, man.
Well, like imagine he's boarding a Ryanair and he opens the overhead locker and a badger shoots out and fastens around his face. How cool and composed is he now? I mean, that I feel is the situation to which I was plunged unexpectedly at the beginning of that podcast yesterday. I couldn't believe that I was subjected to a sneak attack that I wasn't expecting. It caught me off balance, and maybe my reaction didn't, you know, maybe in hindsight, if I'd had time to sort of plan it out, or if I'd had the opportunity to sort of prepare myself, it wouldn't have gone that way. So, you know, if anyone took offense, you know, I'm sorry.
A badger jumping out of the locker on a Ryanair flight, Murph, is that a...
Well, my colour, it certainly would match my colouring. Very definitely, the badger is... I could definitely see how I could be referred to as a badger. I mean, yeah. But I mean, Ken apologised to me. Can you believe that? I mean, we've known Ken for a long time. For him to apologise... I mean, if anyone was offended, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, well,
that'll do me. I mean, yeah. It's obviously a non-apology, but I mean, it's certainly, you can't spell non-apology without apology. That's how I'm reading it.
It's all water under the bridge, I'm sure, especially with the 1-1 draw last night that everybody could be quite pleased with, no matter what way you dice it up. Dion Fanning was on the show today. He thinks the Stephen Kenny experiment is so wild. And he's doing such crazy things, and it should never end. It's just—it's actually a hell of a lot of fun, was the nub of Dion's argument. But is the new approach experimental enough? Ken wants the manager to go further, and he has a novel idea for how best to deploy our super keeper.
If Jack Charlton was the manager, would he say, "Gavin, lad, I know you're goalkeeper, but you're playing in central midfield"?
Yeah.
Because I've got more goalkeepers than I know what to do with. You know, Quevin Kelleher is another goalkeeper who. People say is really good on the ball. We haven't got to see as much of him because, like, Quevin Kelleher has had some really badly timed injuries. He'd be the first choice goalkeeper now if he hadn't been injured for the initial Serbia game. You know what I mean? And Bazunu since has kind of taken the jersey, and now, like, it's going to take a lot to go. Unless, as I said, a solution is found by moving him, you know, like Big Paul before.
Big Paul, yeah.
And that's what Jack Charlton said to Big Paul. He's like, "Listen, Big Paul, I know you're a defender, and I know you're gonna hate what I'm gonna say next, but you are our best player, and that's why I'm putting you in central midfield." So I don't know. Maybe, who knows? Look, I wouldn't like to rule it out. You know, Stephen Kenny's full of surprises as a manager.
Bazunu to midfield. Jeff Hendrick in nets. Nothing is beyond Stephen Kenny at this point.
Listen, you got to roll the dice, you know. Are we living here or what? Are we really living on? That's the question we need to ask ourselves if we don't try this at least once.
David Snaid was on today with Dion and Ken. He had a brilliant interview with Bazunu and Bazunu's mum in Fairhouse in early 2020. Brilliant insight on the podcast today into what Bazunu... the phrase wise beyond his years could have been coined for this guy. It's the most mature sounding sportsman.
David,
for somebody who at the time was only 17 or 18 when he gave the interview.
I mean, by the end of the interview, David Snaid was asking for career advice from Gavin Bazunu. That's career advice for David Snaid. From Gavin Bazunu. Yeah. That's how level-headed a guy we're talking about here.
The All-Ireland Football Final is coming up this weekend. As you know, Paul Flynn brought to the table his vast experience of playing against James Horan Mayo teams.
Horan always sets his teams up, you know, with his matchups, and he really thinks about them. And I remember one day where I was asked to go on to Lee Keegan's side and to track him, you know, for the game. And he kept on going over to Mark Dan McConnelly, and I kept on chasing him. And I was like, what do you want me to do here? Like, he's going over the other wing. And then he got on top and he was creating overlaps. And I was getting called out for it at half time. And I was like, I can't mark a guy who wants to mark somebody else, right? So
hold on.
I'm playing wing forward.
Yeah, so how does that actually work? So you're jogging into the right half forward position.
I was going to 12, yeah, and because I typically would have played 10, and Dermot would have been 12, but Keegan was 5, and I was going over to mark him. But he just ran the other side of the pitch. So like immediately, you're like, this is like I had a feeling that there was a good chance it was going to happen, because that would typically. But we were trying to upset their matchups, right?
Yeah.
Now we got over it, like, but it just that could happen this week, and that can just, you just need to be prepared for that. Like the one.
Love that story. It's funny. I don't quite remember Flynn's central. I do remember a couple of Mayo games where Lee Keegan was sticking like glue to Dermot Connolly, no matter where on the pitch Connolly was going. But I hadn't factored in the part that another Dublin player was supposed to be playing in prizing them apart, which. Lee Keegan's a stubborn sort, Murph. I don't think you can tell him who he's going to be marking. I think he's going to decide that for himself.
I mean, I don't think there's any reasoning with Lee Keegan if you're a Dublin footballer in an All-Ireland final, you know? I think you can't plead to the better angels of Lee Keegan's nature, you know, after 5 minutes of an All-Ireland final. Can we not find some kind of compromise here, Lee, you know?
We're all good footballers. Dermot's a good footballer. I'm a good footballer. You're a good footballer. Does it really matter who's on who? You just come over to my wing and we'll sort this out. And let Dermot Connolly weave his magic over there, please. That's it's a good reason to get there early if you happen to be going to the match on Saturday. We'll obviously be talking all about the All-Ireland final next Monday, which is when the majority of you, let's be honest, I mean, unless we were to convert 100% of you here, I would say most of you won't hear us again until Monday. So there'll be a couple of podcasts. There'll be... Why am I telling people about the free podcast coming up? But this is not good salesmanship. Because there's also Ronaldo's stuff on Mondays. Yeah. So just scratch what I've said over the last 30 seconds. There will be no podcasts on Monday. Let's go full. Let's commit to this thing properly.
You got to sign up, baby.
No, sign up now for all the podcasts that I mentioned, all the episodes that I mentioned in this promo up until this point. SecondCaptains.com is a place to do it. Costs a fiver a month.
We're having a hell of a week. I mean, podcasts. I'm really enjoying
it's only Wednesday.
Enjoying the shit out of the podcast this
might
week.
Might be Thursday. Not sure when Killian's putting this out, but we're recording this at 6:30 on a Wednesday evening, Murph. And I'm also enjoying the shit out of the podcast, even if there is a lot of language on it these days. I mean, like, everyone's at it, but, you know, fuck it. Thanks, Murph.
Thanks a lot, Ud.
Nice one. Take care. Bye-bye.
Why didn't you just fuck off, Ud?
What is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. They never go home. They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's to persuade that there's a world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.